This is Mountain Money on KPCW Radio. We cover Summit and Wasatch Counties. Thanks for listening this morning. Okay, all you overachievers out there, and as we know, in the Park City community, there are many of you who are very proud of your MBAs. Well, there's a new degree you might want to set your sights on. It's called an MBC, Masters of Business Creation. And joining us on the phone right now is Troy D'Ambrosio, the executive director of the Lassonde Entrepreneur Institute. He's also the assistant dean at the David Eccles School of Business, and he holds a presidential chair in entrepreneurship at the U. Of course, we're talking about the University of Utah. Troy D'Ambrosio, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us. I know you have joined our show, I think it was a few years ago, to talk about the Institute. You have I guess it's not that new anymore, that big, beautiful five-story building on the U of U campus.
That's right. We opened the Lassonde Studios about 3 years ago. It's turned out to be a fabulous addition to the campus and our program and part of the inspiration for our new Master of Business Creation degree.
So let's talk about that degree. How is it different from an MBA?
An MBA is really about managing existing businesses and learning through case studies about how to manage a large organization. The MBC is really about creating a new business, and that's a fundamentally different skill set and learning requirement. And what we're focusing on is very applied learning experiences. How do you take something immediately out of a class and apply it to the business that you're trying to create and launch and scale? So a lot of time of applied learning, less time in the classroom than you would find in a master's of business administration degree.
I'm curious in terms of what the academic rule book says. Can you just, is the concept of a master's of business creation, is that a new degree? Can you just like invent one yourself, or is there some kind of structure that would have to surround what it means?
No, we had to go through a very rigorous academic credentialing and approval process, both internally within the state and through the system of higher education here, and then also with a regional accrediting organization that looked at it. So you're still required 33 hours of credit, so it's a professional, one-year professional degree, 9 months actually. So you have to still have learning outcomes, you still have to structure classes, but instead of a class on a, just take for instance a business law class for entrepreneurs, you're going to say, what are the 10 most important documents you have need for a startup organization? You need a non-disclosure agreement, you need an employment agreement, and then go out and create those for your business. So you get a class on the theory and what you need, and then your class on creating it for your business, and then a practical lab where maybe you implement it into your, so you get non-disclosure agreements in place, or you get a contract in place with somebody. So taking that and applied, it's all directed by faculty, both tenured faculty as well as adjunct and professional clinical faculty at the University of Utah.
So it sounds pretty specific for the here and now, but those are things that may change as regulations change and policy changes. So I'm assuming there's a lot of philosophy that goes along with this as well.
That's right, and I think that we realize there has to be a great deal of flexibility in both adapting as times change, but also adapting to individual companies that are in this. So this is a program for somebody who's full-time working on their business. It's not a side hustle. It's not a second job. It's full-time working on your company. And so you might be working on a medical device, and I might be working on a software as a service business. Mm-hmm. So we'll need to actually adapt and tailor the program to meet your specific needs for the type of company you're trying to build.
So this is a new program. Will it start this fall? Are you taking applications now?
Yes, it'll start this fall in August of 2019. We are taking applications right now. We've already had over 300 inquiries and about more than 80 applicants already to the program. So I think we're shooting for 20 full-time MBC students this fall. May be as many as up to 3 students per company. So founders per company, they're really not students, they're founders. And so we're looking to have 1 to 3 people per company come in. So we may have, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 companies that we're working with this fall. Founders of the companies are eligible for a significant support, including up to a full scholarship for the tuition of the program.
And how much is tuition?
Tuition is $44,000 for the 1 year.
So that's really interesting. So your student body here is going to be current employees or founders of existing companies that are seeking to expand their skill set. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Huh. So that is somewhat of a unique academic program. I asked you before about getting it accredited. Are there other similar programs in the country, or is this really something at the forefront of the intersection between academia and business?
This is really new. There's nothing really out there like it. We looked before launching this program about what was going on there and what was happening in the market, and we saw really a gap. We saw what accelerators and incubators were doing to help companies, and we saw what business schools and MBA programs were doing, and we felt that there was an opportunity in between those two to bring the best practices of both of them into an academic degree focused on how do you create a new business as a founder. And having gone through that, created many businesses myself, raised significant capital, sold those businesses, done it again. There are a certain set of skills associated with that. While it's adapted to each individual industry and business type, the things that you need to do, this fundamentals, learning about that, learning how to price your product, find your customer, are all necessary skills in creating a new business.
At the Wasatch-Back Economic Forum just last week, they had a panel on small businesses. And they had a couple of people there who work at organizations, nonprofit organizations, and government organizations that help small businesses get small business loans. And they help you write your case for support and, you know, tell you where to go to get that loan. And a woman in the audience raised her hand and said, I've started three small businesses, and you guys have been great in helping me get the funding to get these small businesses off the ground. But then the business is up and running, and suddenly I'm hit with, like, employment issues. I've got to do payroll tax. How do I do payroll tax? And all these other details that go along with running a business, that there does seem to be a gap. There are organizations that help you get the business funded, but once you're funded and you get up and start going, there's no support there for how you actually run the day-to-day operations of your business. And it sounds like your program helps do that.
We're striving to do both of those, which is help you acquire the funding, but when you get the funding, be prepared to actually run the business and do the things that you need to, like, say, like accounting. And there's the kind of fundamental blocking and tackling issues like accounting and payroll tax and having the right things in place to be successful that are just kind of necessary evils for a business. But then there's the more sophisticated thing of understanding your cash flow. How does your sales process really work? What are your steps to that? So we always, the real work doesn't stop when you get the money, when you get the funding. The real work starts when you get the business funded, and to try and make it a successful enterprise from that point on.
You know, what's interesting about what you're doing is, you know, the state of Utah has really strived to create, you know, an environment that allows new cutting-edge businesses to incubate, the so-called Silicon Slopes. And it sounds as though what you're doing at the University of Utah is adding another element that will create some really interesting symbiotic relationships that will continue to advance, you know, that effort. Again, as you say, there's nothing else like this. Was there any interaction with the State Development Authority in creating this program?
Yes, we've been part of the ecosystem here for a long time at the University of Utah, particularly the LaSalle Entrepreneur Institute, and in working with Silicon Slopes, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the EDC Utah. And so we've been very much in that discussion. And I think what you point out is we probably could have done this 10 years ago or even maybe 5 years ago. It's really timely now with what the infrastructure and the volume of startup companies here in the state of Utah, and particularly with the, we mentioned at the top of the program about the LaSalle Studios that we started 3 years ago. We're working with over 500 startup teams now here on campus. The LaSalle, from about 100 before the studios were built. So we've seen this huge influx of student interest, and students really getting some significant traction. We just had two of the teams that we worked with over the last couple of years do successful Kickstarter campaigns, and a third one just that's launching a new product that their second or third product that they've done. They're doing about $6 million in revenue now. So really significant businesses. And what we found was if we could, we thought we had the opportunity to create a program that would give them a little more runway, a little more support, a little more training on how to create and scale the business that they've already started to create with us. But we also see people coming in from outside of the university that have said, much like I did, I quit my job in my 30s and jumped in and tried to create a company and start a business, and I had no idea what I was doing. And fortunately, we just figured it out before we ran out of money. And, you know, that's not really the way you want to do it. We think we can increase the odds of success for people that are, you know, trying to bootstrap up a business or receive funding or need funding, and we think we can help them with those aspects and really add to the economy and drive what's going on here in the state.
So you have 80 applications. You're looking for about 20. For anyone listening out there who might be interested in applying, what can really set them apart from the crowd?
Yeah, I think that what we want to see is that full commitment to the business, that you're all in, right, and that you're committed to making this a success, and that then when we look at the stage of development you're in, that it's a good fit for both us and for the business, that we can say, yeah, we can really help you. We've got the right type of structure. We've got the right type of support and expertise to be able to help you with your business. We're looking at companies, everything from consumer products, software, service, medical devices to service businesses out there. So we're pretty agnostic about the type of business that it is, but what we really want to see is that the founders are all in on this business, and we're going to partner with them. Like I say, we're, you know, anticipating a founder may be eligible for up to a full tuition scholarship for this, so we're really looking at it as a partnership between us and the companies that we bring into this. We're not going to take any ownership or take any equity stake or require the business to pay us back in any way. What we want to do is say your commitments you're working on this full-time, our commitments that we're going to support you in trying to make it a success with curriculum and great learning and great instruction from tenured faculty.
And do you look at the demographics? Do you look at, you know, the age of the applicant, the sex of the applicant, the race of the applicant? Are you trying to get a diverse class in?
I think we're trying to get a diverse class, but not maybe on those criteria. Those are clearly all the requirements that we have as traditional admission requirements for the university we look at. But we're also looking at for a diverse set of backgrounds and type of companies and, you know, that would add, because we think a lot of the learning is going to be part of the cohort that's together. That you're going to be, there's a company that might be doing, you know, millions of dollars of revenue, and somebody who's pre-revenue, those people can learn from each other and help each other as they struggle and fight to get the businesses successful and launch. So we're looking for, as much as anything, a diversity in the type of businesses that are in there to help each other and work with each other.
And Troy, we've got to wrap up here. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know about the program, and where can they go for more information?
So, yeah, I think just that the requirements, it's a, you know, what we're really looking for is somebody who wants to take their business to the next level or thinking about launching a new enterprise. So please let us know and reach out to us. The website is eccles.utah.edu/MBC is where you can find more information about the program and apply. If you have any questions, they're more welcome to email us at that address too.
Okay, and we're going to get that link up on our website as well. Troy D'Ambrosio, Executive Director of the LaSonde Entrepreneur Institute at the U of U, thank you very much for your time this morning. Very interesting.
Thank you very much for your interest. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.